Calling all lovers of mystery. Prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 9, Mark of the Beast.
Previously on The Cleansed.
This tunnel will get us to Corinth, and from there, we just gotta get to the surface. And from the surface, we'll be close. We just need to get to the boat by the lower harbor.
It is the opening move in the final saga. A declaration for the final act, Job. Armageddon. We must toll the bell for Armageddon.
Yes!
You taught me well, Prophet. You taught me better, Saul. The veil has been lifted. I know what I must do.
If you want to end this, you will follow him.
Okay.
We're gonna need that scientist, Daniel. Yes, Daniel. We need to prepare our own weapon.
And now, Mark of the Beast.
Throughout my life, I had muddled through, reacting to the whims of others. Following, flinching, looking behind me. I was so nervous about being hurt that I let life happen to me. Well, what happened to me in the depot changed things. For once, the chains of my own fear were broken, and I felt free. Free to charge forward, even if it meant my own death.
Corinth, near Sector 14, just before Paul's assault.
All right, Mark, after me.
All right,
one. Over here, this way.
Here we are again, darting around a city. But God, well, this one's quite a bit different from Borderton, isn't it? You can't see the sky for one.
Yeah, those huge buildings, they call them skyscrapers. Well, what's left of them anyway?
Yeah, more like burned out husks. The skeletons of mankind's hubris.
Yeah, well, hey, Mark, hold on a second.
What?
Over there. Tank.
Curfew is in effect! Purge the wolf! Stop immediately or we'll fire!
What should we do?
Run.
Run? Luke, why?
Trust me.
Take down the targets!
Luke, we are running from a tank! How far can we possibly get?
Oh, just move it!
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
Who the hell is that?
Keep moving. Come on, through here.
Get snipers on the Croft building.
and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image.
Look, we should stay here. We can hide in this building.
No, Mark, we've got to get across that street.
Are you crazy?
Through the open?
It's the only way to do it, so move it, man. Come on.
Look!
Jesus. There's no way. There's no way that we're gonna...
Almost there.
I see the targets. Readying for a good shot.
Jump! Holy.
We made it. Oh,
what was the, was that the part of the city that we were just standing in? It's gone. Vaporized. It's just like Abraham. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was the Nova weapon. One of the Nova weapons.
One from up in that tower, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
From the guy, Paul?
That's the one.
I guess I'm glad we ran. I thought that orb thing that you have could stop them or ward off some of the attacks.
Yeah. Yeah, it can, but we wanted Paul to succeed.
We wanted... What?
Because it's going to lure out... Look. Over there. Across the bay.
A helicopter.
You know who likes flying those around.
Saul.
Yep. Let's go meet him.
Elsewhere in Corinth.
All right, Paul. Those were some impressive fireworks. You've proven your point. The Babel Tower is quite the piece of property. But it's time to end this little charade for once and for all.
Your missiles cannot hurt me, devil. They are like stones thrown at a soldier in armor. Can your little bird sustain the force of the Lord's wrath?
Is that shield ready, pilot?
Yes, sir.
Better turn it on.
The Lord take you and condemn you to the pit of fire.
Very nice. Very nice show, Paul. But we've seen who's the stronger. Your wimpy little weapon cannot destroy me. Citizens of Corinth, one final message from your supreme leader, Saul, the Wolf. You have all been very, very bad. I've given you countless opportunities to prove your loyalty, all of which you have rejected. I've fed you. I have given you shelter. I have given you electricity. And what have you done? You have betrayed me. You have given Corinth's greatest tower to the likes of Paul. You have witnessed for yourself how godly this man is. He cannot strike my helicopter from the sky. He speaks of a great cleansing. And I will tell you what a cleansing is. The Citadel is turning off electricity, effective immediately, and withdrawing to 100 miles off the coast. Then, we're going to put you in the eye of our most incredible Nova weapon. A nightmare flame that will burn this little hamlet to ash. My soldiers, good loyal soldiers who remain, they will stay to make sure that none of you leave. And you will await judgment on the other side. Goodbye, fair city. Oh, and just to prove that I do not jest. You have lived under my watch, and now under it you will burn. Farewell, city. I'll see you all in hell.
You think that was theatrical enough?
Your finest work, Saul.
Now, where did you see Zeke speaking?
2 miles south of Sector 14, near the docks. He must have escaped the helicopter before Paul used his weapon.
Excellent. Let's get him a ride home.
Corinth, in the ashes of Sector 14.
Children, remember that the power was given to the fourth angel to scorch men with fire. Fire! The birth and death of the universe is the tool of cleansing. The Lord has seen fit that this city, Corinth, be cleansed in his wrath. If you hear me then, you are one of the chosen. You are one of God's children. Come before me to the tower and be accepted in the blood of the Lamb.
I'm looking for your blood, all right?
Calm yourself, Lucian.
He just killed how many people? How many people you think he killed?
It's no longer worth counting the numbers.
That's my point. Where's Amos?
He said he'd meet you at the tower. There were things he had to attend to first.
He took off? I can't handle that. He can't do that to me. What about the girl we saved?
She's gone too.
God damn!
Calm yourself, Lucian. Focus.
Focus on what?
You know what we have to do.
I know what I have to do. I gotta take down Paul.
And all of us come with you.
Why? Get the hell out of here. Go back to the soup. There's no reason for the Subies to be here. This place is turning into a wasteland.
We have done nothing except hide and run. And what has it gotten us? Dead and dying. We have seen what Paul's deadly weapon can do, and he may kill us when we're fighting, or he may kill us when we're running. It is up to us how we wish to live our last hours.
Damn it! It's come to that, hasn't it?
It came to that a while ago. We just didn't want to admit it.
Fine. Start over there, then. All of Saul's folk got torched and fire, but they left some weapons on the far side of the road. Free guns! Let's get it on!
Subies! Arm up! Look for fallen soldiers and grab any guns you can find. Arm up! And then we march! To the tower!
To the tower!
The tower will burn, Paul! The tower will burn!
Come to the tower, children! The Lord Jesus will protect you!
Do you think it's safe to come out?
Shh.
Mommy, I'm scared.
It's gonna be all right, okay? We just need to get to this tower, wherever it is.
What about the soldiers?
I think they're gone. They must have run away or something. Gone to this boat.
So all that's left is the believers?
No, he's calling us something different now. The cleansed.
What does that mean?
I think it means we're the only people left. Okay, baby. We're gonna go. We'll have to... The lights are off, so we have to take the stairwell, okay? This way.
Lower Corinth, dockside.
The power that did this, Luke. Look, it vaporizes towers that could touch the sky.
Skyscrapers.
Turn them into ash like Abraham. And we're gonna confront this same power with a talking orb that you're carrying around in your backpack? Got it.
We're almost there.
The ocean. It is striking, is it not? Is that? That's what they called the lady of liberty out on that island.
Yes.
Now she's just a fallen angel on a shattered base. Says a lot about the world we're living in.
There it is. See, past Liberty Island, it's the Citadel.
It is a fortress, isn't it? How are we gonna get to it? We can't swim that far.
He said there'd be a boat.
A boat? Oh. Yeah, of course. A boat. Boat! Boat! Luke,
I don't see a boat.
He said it would be here.
Right, right. The man in your head who you were able to connect with using a crazy mind-warping electric orb told you.
Mark, what are we doing here, Luke? We came all this way into the pit of hell, and why? To witness two madmen torch themselves to ash? These are things that are far too big for you and me.
That's not true, okay? In fact, we're the only ones who can do anything about it.
You've come a long way, Luke, from that scared kid in the woods.
I've discovered faith.
Faith? Faith in what, Luke? Faith in who?
Faith that wheels are turning, bigger than the two of us, yet we have a role to play in this great circle yet. In fact, look.
Look? Where? Oh, hell. It's him.
Yeah, the kid. Saul's sidekick.
Zeke. I shot at him.
You what?
He was in the helicopter. He was the one firing at us. Evidently, he survived. Not unhurt.
And he'll bring him right to us.
What?
Look, another helicopter.
It's Saul. It's Saul, isn't it? Use the weapon, Luke. Take him down.
It's not that easy.
What do you mean, it's not that easy?
I don't know how to use it.
You don't... What?
In time. Come on.
Come... Where? With Luke!
He's coming. Saul! Saul! Over here!
Not so fast.
What? You?
You remember me then?
Should be dead, like him.
Like Prophet? Well, we made it out. And now we're taking you down.
Foolish girl, why did you follow me? Why didn't you run?
Because there's a mission. I still believe it.
Now you'll die too. It didn't have to be this way, but you forced it.
Well, hello there. Zeke, look what you dragged in. Should we kill her like we did her father? How did it feel to watch John die?
Bullshit!
You got word! Well, this'll be one charming family reunion, won't it? Too bad. You'll all have to die. Zeke, take her!
Saul, I can't!
What do you mean you can't?
He means I have a gun to his back. You want him back? Then come down and get him yourself.
Child, playing with toys. I'm so sad to have to destroy your illusion. Actually, I'm not. Pilot Zapper. Feel it, child. Feel it run through your blood. Now, as I said, Zeke!
Yes, Saul!
Take her!
Ah, damn it, they
look,
got away.
Look, what the hell? That looked like... I mean, it looked like...
Yes,
Maria!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Why don't you look surprised?
I sort of had a hunch.
And now Saul has her.
Yeah, he does.
God damn it!
Yeah, but I think the change of scenery did us good. Look.
Look at what? It's just a crate. It's...
Yeah.
Oh, no. No! A boat!
Help me inflate it. Hopefully the motor still works.
Yeah, that's the least of our problems.
Wait, what do you mean?
We still need to figure out how to get on the Citadel.
Since when has a lack of a plan ever stopped us?
All right. Hey, it looks like this thing runs on electricity. As long as the battery's still good, we should be able to...
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
USS Citadel, Brig. The ship has disconnected its electrical supply line to the city so that it can head offshore.
The boat's moving.
What? What's that?
I said we're moving again.
Oh.
What did he promise you?
What?
Saul. That's how he got you to work for him, right? With promises?
I don't know.
You don't want to say?
What's it to you?
You knew Abraham, right?
Yes.
Me and him were close.
How?
It's complicated. I guess you could say he was like a father to me.
I guess maybe to me too.
You miss him?
Me? Miss? Well, of course. He was so brilliant. He always knew what to do.
You think?
Me? I just wanted the higher-ups to like me. I tried to do right, and now I seem to have been punished.
I think Saul wants to keep you where he can control you.
Isolation on this boat was not enough. I've already been living like a prisoner for all these years.
Hey, Daniel, I want to level with you. You know why you're here.
No, I don't.
Saul doesn't want you to have a change of heart. You're the only one who can disarm the Nova weapon, aren't you?
Well, technically, no. But, maybe practically speaking.
How'd he get you to do it?
I didn't really do anything.
He knew the codes from Abraham, sure. He could unlock the nuke and power this whole boat, but he didn't have access to the Nova weapon, to the shields, to the energy blast.
No.
And he's going to use it to kill innocent people. You made that happen.
That's not true.
Yes. He's going to aim his ray of death at the city. The nuclear bomb would have been too messy. He wants to kill just enough people to get his way, but not cause total devastation.
So, some total, I'm saving lives. If it wasn't for me, maybe they'd all be dead.
Damn it, Daniel. You are not an innocent bystander. You gave a loaded gun to a monster, and now he's going to use it. In what way, exactly, are you not responsible? Daniel?
You don't know who I am, do you?
What do you mean?
I was there, you know. In the depot.
In the... what? On the Nova weapon?
No, on Project Genesis.
So you were part of all of this? You made Paul and Saul who they are?
No, I was an assistant. I worked with Abraham as well, which is why I asked for them to take me in the evacuation. Operation Omega. I never knew they would go that far.
It's not too late.
What do you mean?
He hasn't used it yet, right? The city still stands. Therefore, it's not too late.
We're trapped in these cells, John. We're not going anywhere.
And that is where you're wrong.
What are you talking about?
Think about whether you'd do anything different. If the opportunity comes, seize it.
John, I don't know what you mean.
It'll be clear soon. Come to finish what you started?
You could say that, yes.
Zeke.
Notice I was missing? Probably not. You stopped caring if I were living or dead a long time ago.
That's not true, Zeke. You know that in your heart. It was a mistake leaving you in the train depot, I know. Look, if I could change things now, I...
No! We all must pay for our deeds, John. Isn't that something you told me? It sounds like something you'd say. Your bill is due. It is time to finish what I started, yes. Stay still. And who are you?
Daniel? I'm just a scientist.
Whatever he told you, forget it. He is the master of lies. Look at me. Once I was alive. Once I had hope. And thanks to him, I became this. But I'm starting to like who I've become. The time has come, John.
How far I suddenly felt from the refuge. We had fought so hard to get here that everything I had done was a blur. Simply an objective, followed by another objective, with our blind mission driving us. And now, the orb, which burned its eerie light, seemed to possess me. For a brief moment now, a chance to reflect, to let the full great pressure and realization of what we were up against sink in. We were minuscule, a fly buzzing up to the leather-bound back of a mighty war elephant. This machine of war was about to rage, and what could we do but buzz and irritate it? Still, we were driven by the mad mission that John had laid at our feet. At the beginning, the mission meant nothing to me. It was only a chance to get away from home and to follow my little sister. But now I felt it burning within me, as sizzling as the strange orb I had inherited. Clarity of purpose, clarity of being. Now all that was left was following the last leg of the road ahead of me.
In the wake of the Citadel.
Damn, this thing can move, Mark.
Lucky for us, the Citadel is definitely picking up speed.
It cruised to the left, port side.
Yep. The walls of the ship thing are sheer steel, 50 men tall. We're barely keeping pace with it now.
Hey, look, they're dragging something along.
Well, that's probably, what, a power cable back to the mainland?
Hey, you think it's still hooked up?
No, of course not. It's probably dragging behind the... Luke, are you seriously thinking?
Well, up close. I think I can reach it from the dinghy. It looks like it'll carry me up to the deck, and from there I can hopefully get up on board.
If you fall...
There are plenty of ways to die, Mark, and drowning just might be the easiest.
All right, no problem. You're just not the same Luke I met a few months ago.
No, definitely not.
I'll bring you in.
All right. Okay, we get up closer.
Here we
I'm
go.
Almost there.
Citadel Bridge.
Stay with me.
No.
Ensign! Captain! I've missed you. Tell me, how are things progressing?
We are moving along steadily. 10 knots. We'll be at a safe distance in just under an hour.
Good! Send a few more missiles their way, just to test them.
Yes, of course.
Do you doubt me, Captain?
No, Saul. No. No, of course not.
You do, deep down. I can see that. And it's okay, because... Let me tell you about the nature of power. He who has it must wield it. Wouldn't you agree, little girl?
Screw you.
Oh, yes. Tenacious. This one's a little badger. Fierce and angry and gnashing its teeth, but with no skills to protect itself from the jaws of a wolf. I wanted to bring you up here so you have a nice view. It's beautiful, isn't it? Cat got your tongue?
You're pathetic.
Pardon me?
You think you're so powerful, but you're nothing. You bully everyone around you, and they pretend they like you, but deep down, they hate you.
You think they hate me? And our captain? Do you hate me?
No, Saul. We love you. We adore you.
Liar. I hate being lied to.
Saul.
I didn't kill you, did I? No. Okay, good. You have at least one last act to do. Ready the Nova weapon. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Great! You see what you made me do? I'm gonna do much, much worse to you. I just want John to see it.
You won't win. John will stop you.
He keeps telling me that too. Like father, like daughter, I guess. It'll be good to hear both of you scream. Ah, look who it is, rising from the dead. John and my child, Zeke.
John.
Let's go out and meet them.
Downstairs.
Well, we survived this long, but now what? This place is as large as a city.
Shh, 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 shh.
I think... I don't know what...
I think we're getting somewhere.
Everything looks like everything else down here. Do you know there's 10 stories?
There's people down here.
People? I thought we were trying to stay away from people.
Well, maybe. Or maybe not.
Jesus! That's
him!
Oh, John!
Deeds, John, isn't that something you told me? It sounds like something you'd say.
And you're thinking this is a good idea? Finding who's torturing John?
Follow me.
I'm so much more comfortable stalking outdoors.
We'll get out of here soon. Hello?
Who's there?
We're here to help.
Who are you?
John sent us.
John did what?
What my friend means to say is, who are you and what the hell are you doing in that cell?
I'm Daniel. I'm a scientist. I used to work with this guy called Abraham, back on Project Genesis. Never mind.
No, it's okay. Go on.
Well, they locked me up because I'm the only one left who knows how to stop the Nova weapon. I mean, the Nova weapon on this boat. They're at you in play right now. That doesn't really matter. I don't think it can be stopped at this point. Not without significant problems. A warhead, once it's been converted to the cold fusion process, will by its nature release a tremendous amount of energy when it's deactivated. Enough to level this boat, probably.
What?
That's the point of the energy beam. The Nova weapon simply controls this energy. It focuses the fusion process into a concentrated beam, and poof! Poof goes the city!
What? Wait, hold on. What's going on here?
He's going to destroy the city, and there's nothing we can do about it. Not without...
This?
Is that... How did you get that?
Abraham. He brought us to it.
That's the original orb. The one from the depot. The one Abraham left behind. He found it unstable. He said it spoke to him in the voice of his dead wife. I tried touching it once, and it nearly killed me. Not everyone can touch it. We don't know why. It is beautiful, isn't it?
Can this stop Saul's Nova weapon?
It might not be able to stop it. It might be able to deflect it. Yes, that's it. If we can get this activated and they try to fire off their own Nova weapon, it'll knock the blast into the water. It'll still unleash a lot of energy. It might destroy the boat.
That's a risk we have to take.
Citadel flight deck. Converging forces at last collide.
Welcome home, Zeke. I'm glad you brought John up to witness our moment of triumph. Where's your smile, John? It's time for a celebration. Reunion with your lovely daughter.
Maria.
John, we thought you were dead.
Don't give him the pleasure of seeing you cry.
It's not fair, John. After everything we've done, what we've been through, we should go down fighting.
There's a time for fighting and there's a time for letting events play out. A soldier knows when he's been defeated.
That's it? You're admitting defeat?
The opposite. I have faith that this is all going to pan out. It's just not my part to play right now.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Just stay cool.
Okay. Well, isn't that charming? Zeke, it's almost time for you to get your desserts.
You promised him to me a long time ago.
And you'll have him soon. But first I want him to witness the end of everything he ever believed he could save. It seems I'm not destined to reign Corinth. So be it. If I can't have it, I will destroy it. There are 100 other cities out there, 1,000. There's nothing before me but time, but I'm not prepared to say goodbye without a little fanfare. You so desperately wanted to see the city free again, John. It's only fitting you watch it burn.
You're a monster.
Why? I think I am. You know what a monster is? A monster is man's inner desires revealed. I embody everything the rest of you are scared to do. To take control. To embrace ambition. To... Well, my tongue grows tired. It's time for action. Captain? Fire the Nova weapon!
Yes, sir.
It's time, John. How does it make you feel?
Like it's time for us old dogs to lay down.
Indeed! Indeed, indeed! Captain, hurry it up!
Final countdown, Saul. 3, 2, 1.
And... Watch it.
Saul watches in disbelief as his Nova weapon blast is deflected by the depot's true orb.
What the hell happened to my Nova weapon?
Maria, run!
Okay!
Kill them! Kill them all!
No!
You will not take him away, you promised!
What? Zeke!
You promised to let me do it.
Yes! Wolves! Don't harm Prophet! Let Zeke. Does that make you feel better?
I lost my gun.
Take mine.
Thank you.
Oh! Zeke!
blood for blood.
I saved you! From the soup!
You taught me well, Saul. Too well.
Wolves! You have a new master! Hail Lord Zeke!
Lord Zeke! Lord Zeke!
You're better than this!
Silence! You're next, prophet! You are next! Wolves, hang him from the flagpole! We will not accept defeat! We will retake the city! It is ours! It is ours!
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.